Well, that is there you are wrong, absolutely. The fact is that the people among whom Allah sends His messenger or the reformer, they have some inner qualities. Apparently, they may appear to be very bad and rotten, like the Arabs did before the time of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sadaftahum karosin qawman karosin zillatan fajaltahum ka hadiqat sibyani ka sabiqat iqyani. I'm sorry, yes, I said the other way. Fajaltahum ka sabiqat iqyani, that you found them like sheer filth, the dropouts of animals in their lowliness. And suddenly, lo, what we see? You transform them into pure gold, because they had the qualities to become pure gold. This is exactly why that region was chosen. The Ahmadis, which, after all, they have hailed from the same society which you are condemning at large, but they are the people who have borne the greatest stress in the cause of Islam, in every respect, through sacrifices, financial and physical and bodily, and in devotion of life. Nowhere in the world you can find a people to match them. While when you look at the Punjabis from a different direction, non-Ahmadi Punjabis living in Punjab, all the three of the remaining provinces are laughing at them. They say they are dhaggas, like they say Punjabi dhagga. They have no qualities of leadership. They have just fallen apart between themselves. They just produce mullahs and nothing more. So the same people, in different perspective, appear to be different, like the Arabs before the time of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam appeared to be a very rotten and written off people. But immediately they rise to such heights as defeat Kaiser on one side and Kisra on the other, and nobody can contain them. So in Allah's sight, there are certainly good qualities in those people among whom Hazrat Masih Maud has been raised, and our past experience also tells us that positively they have certain qualities. Like Iqbal also says, agar nam ho to ye mitti bahut zarkhez hai saathi. Just wet this earth, it is very fertile, but when it is dry, it can't show the qualities of fertility. So what is wetness? A revelation from Allah, a contact with Allah. Piety is wetness in terms of religion. Give them that piety, give them a contact with Allah, then the same people which you are condemning at large, unfortunately and unnecessarily, they would appear to be like a fertile ground, inshallah.
I'm thinking of Ruth's holiness, they don't say this country.
Yes.
I think it's very significant.
Well, you may think, maybe, yes. We'll pray for them in return, of course, like Hazrat Masih Maud Islam did, for the shelter they gave to those with whom they did not agree. I mean, after all, we stand at a much greater hostility in ideology against the British than we stand to the rest of the Pakistanis. We follow the same prophet, we follow the same book in detail, in every respect. We love the book and the prophet much more than they do. But here we tell them that your so-called son of God was not a son of God at all. It's just a fake religion you are making. And they have the largeness of heart to tolerate this.